Welcome to About Mansfield, your audio newspaper. I'm Steve Casillo with the March 13th, 2024, 213th edition, always broadcasting from the SoMark studios. Colleen Daniel is in Studio West, and we are here with the About Mansfield news team. Coming up today, as always, Mansfield news, talk, and information.
And a little later in the episode, you will have a chance to win a $25 gift card to a Mansfield restaurant of your choice with our Mansfield trivia question, courtesy of Joe Jenkins Insurance.
Let's take a look at the stories we're covering this week.
Mansfield ISD warns parents about the dangers of vaping.
We have the info you should know before you go to this weekend's Pickle Parade.
Mansfield tops the list of safest and most affordable cities in Texas. And couple ties the knot at local senior living center.
In sports, Lake Ridge boys fall short in their quest for a state title.
And in the talk segment, Steve talks in studio with city councilperson and local author Tamara Bounds. We are Mansfield's only source for news, talk, and information. This is About Mansfield.
Hey there, it's Luke from Cool Hand Electric. Are you tired of dealing with plugs or lights that just won't cooperate? Well, don't fret. Give us a call. Worried about power outages or surges damaging your precious electronics? We've got you covered. Whether it's a whole house generator or surge protection, our solution-oriented Cool Hands are ready to tailor the perfect option that suits your needs and budget. At Cool Hand Electric, excellence is still cool.
Cool Hand, Cool Hand, Cool Hand, where excellence is still.
Hey, it's Steve Casillo, and we all remember the storm that blew through our town back in June that pelted this community with baseball-sized hail. It did a ton of damage around Mansfield, including my own roof. Regular listeners to About Mansfield have heard Paul Duncan's commercials for Trinity Roofing and Construction, and after the storm, I reached out to him, and boy, am I glad that I did. From the first call to Paul to working with the crew leader, the scheduling department, and the entire construction team, and how it all played out with my insurance company, working with Trinity Roofing and Construction was a breeze. It's easy to see why they're a platinum preferred contractor with Owens Corning with an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. So if you're thinking on replacing your roof, look no further than Trinity Roofing and Construction. They're a Mansfield-based company, and you can find them on the web at trinityroofingconstruction.com. Again, that's trinityroofingconstruction.com.
Are you ready to take advantage of falling mortgage interest rates in the coming months? This is Roger with the Roger and Beth team. With housing demand predicted to increase across the DFW Metroplex, the Roger and Beth team are standing by to help move you and your family forward. No move in your future? That's okay too. It's time for your annual review of your real estate portfolio, and we're happy to help. Contact us at homesinmansfield.com. That's homesinmansfield.com.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Cowley, president of the University of Texas at Arlington, and you're listening to About Mansfield.
Welcome back to About Mansfield. This portion of the news is brought to you by the Grandview Event Center in Mansfield.
Mansfield ISD says, don't let appearances deceive you. When it comes to vaping, teenagers are getting very creative in disguising their e-cigarettes. Many e-cigarettes and vapes used by teenagers are cleverly disguised as USB flash drives, writing pens, or even watches, making them easy to conceal at school. Vaping devices, such as a puff bar, are designed for one-time use and are disposable. A word of caution to parents of teens, the Mansfield ISD Code of Conduct states that a student must be placed into a disciplinary alternative education program if the student possesses or uses an e-cigarette. The American Lung Association reports that vaping is dangerous, highly addictive, and harmful to a child's health and brain development. And like most addictions, it's easier for kids to never start than to try to stop. If you suspect a teen family member is vaping, the school district recommends you visit talkaboutvaping.org for more information.
It's an annual St. Paddy's event here in Mansfield that seems to only get bigger and better each year. And of course, we're talking about the Pickle Parade and Palooza. With us on the phone is the president of Pickled Mansfield Society, John Presley. Welcome back to About Mansfield.
Thank you, Steve. How are you doing today?
Perfect. But the big question is, how are you doing? Because it's crunch time.
It is crunch time. We are getting all our ducks in a row, trying to get everything set up for this annual event.
If I recall, this is the 13th annual. Am I right?
Yes, sir. This is our 13th year that we have done this event.
You have a new parade route this year. Talk about the route.
Yes, sir. Our parade route has changed this year. We will be starting on Main Street at Pleasant Ridge. The parade starts at noon, and it will go straight through downtown from Pleasant Ridge all the way to basically Dallas Street, just past the lot and the fire station. It'll be just a straight shot this year.
And Pleasant Ridge and Main Street, for those who are need landmarks, that's where the post office is.
Yes, sir. That's the post office.
What time does the parade start?
The parade will kick off at 12 p.m. It'll last roughly hour and 10 minutes.
What are some of the other events that will be taking place? Because it's not just the parade, it's the parade and the Palooza. What else is going on downtown?
Okay, on Saturday morning, the event will kick off about 9 o'clock. Our shuttles will start running from Legacy High School, so you don't have to worry about parking. We have three shuttles that will shuttle you to the base of the bridge in downtown at 9 o'clock, and then at 10 o'clock, we have our annual baby parade, which has been one of the highlights of the event for years now. All the parents decorate their little babies in floats and wagons, and it is just absolutely adorable. That will start at 10. The parade will kick off at noon. We have our standard band that will play starting at 9 o'clock on the main stage in downtown that is Run for Cover. And then after the parade, we are very proud to say we have the Western Rewind Band that will start at 1:30 on the main stage. And then after they are through performing, we will have our pickle eating contest, our pickle juice drinking contest. It's actually going to be at 4 o'clock. And then after the contest, we have Corey Morrow, our headliner, going on at 4:30 to 6:30 on our main stage.
Wait. The Corey Morrow?
The Corey Morrow is coming to Mansfield, Texas, and performing for the Pickle Parade. Yes, sir.
That's huge.
Yes, it is. We're very excited about having him come perform for our hometown.
That's coming up this coming Saturday on the streets of Mansfield on Main Street. And this is the Pickle Parade this coming Saturday, March 16th. Get out there early in the morning. Go park at Legacy High School. Enjoy all the festivities. Oh, my gosh. And enjoy Corey Morrow.
Yes, sir. We will have about 70 retail vendors set up in downtown. We will have about 30 food vendors, so we will have all kinds of things. We also have a free kids area that will start Saturday morning with face painting, building crafts. We have a train ride. We have a petting zoo. We have bounce houses. We have a rock climbing ball, so the kids have plenty to do throughout the day.
John, it sounds like, once again, as you do every year, you've got a little something for everyone. So I appreciate your time. Have a great weekend. I know, again, it's crunch time, so go take care of business, and we'll see you on Saturday.
We look forward to seeing everybody out there this weekend.
Safety and affordability are crucial factors for most people when choosing a place to live. To uncover the most affordable and safest small cities in the United States, the editors of the personal finance website MoneyGeek did some number crunching, and Mansfield made the list. Southern cities are prominently featured on the list for populations below 100,000, taking 9 of the top 15 spots. Roswell, Georgia ranked number 1, experiencing a 57% increase in income over 5 years and scoring a perfect 100 based on criteria from the Census Bureau's one-year American Community Survey and MIT's Living Wage Calculator. Mansfield is one of 7 Texas cities that made the list, ranking number 4 in the country and having the highest score in Texas. Mansfield's high rating was based on positive figures such as the 5-year income percent change category at 34.7%, the monthly mortgage to income category at a moderate 24.2%, and ranking 5th in the country in the monthly food costs to income ratio at a low 9.7%. You can see the entire survey on our website, aboutmansfield.com. Just click on the links tab. A Mansfield couple had been diligently planning their wedding and, as the big day approached, decided to make a significant change to their ceremony venue, bringing unexpected joy to the event. Randy and Michelle Prescott ditched their plans for a big March 3rd wedding and made a last-minute change of venue to the Legend Senior Living and Memory Care on Debbie Lane, the facility 87-year-old Lily Magdalene Hall calls home. Miss Maggie, as she was known, was the mother of the bride. Her age and cognitive decline made it hard for her to leave her environment, which turned the wedding into a rare and heartwarming occasion for the entire senior and memory care community. Captured in their beautiful wedding photos and recorded video was everything the newlyweds had hoped for, including a last-minute alteration to the venue for their ceremony. From the bride's entrance to the exchange of vows, the ceremony was touching. Cupcakes, elegant decorations, and residents dressed up made the occasion even more special. A photograph of Michelle with her mom spoke volumes about how the moment was meant to be. On their wedding day, the newly married couple expressed that they had no immediate plans for a honeymoon. Their priority was spending as much time as possible with Miss Maggie. Just 6 days after the wedding, Miss Maggie passed away on Saturday at the age of 87.
Lake Ridge boys fall short of a state title. We'll talk about it because sports is next.
Are you ready to create unforgettable memories? Picture this, an enchanting event venue nestled amidst breathtaking landscapes with panoramic views right here in Mansfield. The Grandview Event Center is the perfect setting to bring your vision to life. From intimate gatherings to large-scale extravaganzas, the Grandview has flexible spaces to accommodate any occasion, be it a graduation or school function, art exhibition, or birthday or anniversary party. Book your next unforgettable experience at thegrandviewmansfield.com. That's thegrandviewmansfield.com. The Grandview Event Center, where memories are made and dreams become reality. Book your event today.
I'm Philip Washington, Chief Investment Officer of Stonehill Wealth Management and host of the Wealth Building Made Simple podcast. First book I read in college was Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and it changed my life. And since then, I've read tons and tons of books on money. And what I've done is taken those lessons, simplified them, and I talk about those lessons on my podcast, Wealth Building Made Simple. So come hang out with us. We're on every major platform, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on YouTube, Wealth Building Made Simple.
In sports, it was a thrilling showdown for the state title Friday night as the Lake Ridge boys basketball team faced off against Plano East, but ultimately fell short with a final score of 61-45. The first half of the game saw both teams neck and neck, but Plano East surged ahead in the second half, dominating the third and fourth quarters to secure the victory. Despite the defeat, Lake Ridge's journey to the state final is a testament to their skill and determination on the court. Congratulations are in order for Lake Ridge for their commendable performance throughout the 37-7 season. Meanwhile, over on the pitch, the Mansfield Tiger girls soccer team continues to dominate in competition, adding another impressive win to their record with a commanding 8-0 victory over DeSoto Friday night, bringing a close to their regular season with a 17-3-1 record. Over the entire 21-game season, the Lady Tigers have collectively outscored their opponents 93-21. If you have a comment about the show, the news, whatever's on your mind locally, the good, the bad, the ugly, you can reach us by voicemail at 817-435-2938. Give it a call, leave a message. Your voice may wind up right here on the podcast. This coming Thursday, March 14th, is National Pi Day, honoring the number that just keeps on giving. Pi, or 3.14, of course, is the number that is used to determine a circle's circumference based on the diameter. For example, if a circle's diameter is 6 inches, multiplied by 3.14, the circumference is 18.85 inches. But after the decimal point, the number pi does not have an end to its digits, making it the world's most favorite irrational number. The last charted figure was over 62 trillion digits, and it still didn't come to an end. Pi. It's a pretty magical number. So how does one celebrate National Pi Day? Well, bake a pie pie and slice it into 3.14 pieces. Host a pi recitation contest to see who can recite the most digits from pi from memory, such as 3.14159265535, which are just the first 10 digits. Attend a Pi Day event. Many schools, universities, museums, and science centers organize special events and activities to celebrate such an auspicious day. Or take some time to explore the significance of pi in mathematics and its applications in various fields, such as geometry, trigonometry, and physics. As I mentioned, pi does not have a fractional ending, and if you'd like to see what pi containing 1 million digits looks like, visit piday.org and click on Learn About Pi.
Coming up after the break, we turn the page to the features section.
I'm Angel Biasotti, and we'll be talking about why exercise may be a more efficient treatment for depression than antidepressants in Methodist Mansfield News to Know.
What happens when a house is no longer a home? I'm Beth Steinke, and today on the Mansfield Real Estate Report, we are going to discuss what happens when you have to sell a house due to divorce.
In this week's Cocktail of the Week, I'll be talking about a cocktail that is a complex and fiery tequila cocktail.
We are Mansfield's only source for news, talk, and information. I'm Colleen Daniel, and this is About Mansfield.
This portion of the news is brought to you by the Grandview Event Center in Mansfield.
Hey there, it's Luke from Cool Hand Electric. Are you tired of dealing with plugs or lights that just won't cooperate? Well, don't fret. Give us a call. Worried about power outages or surges damaging your precious electronics? We've got you covered. Whether it's a whole house generator or surge protection, our solution-oriented Cool Hands are ready to tailor the perfect option that suits your needs and budget. At Cool Hand Electric, excellence is still cool.
Cool Hand, Cool Hand, Cool Hand, where excellence is still cool.
At Methodist Mansfield Medical Center, we've been caring for our home team for over 15 years. Today, you'll find award-winning physicians on the medical staff, advanced neurosurgery, a level 3 trauma center, critical care for newborns, and comprehensive orthopedic care. Methodist Mansfield, delivering the care our friends, neighbors, and home team depend on. That's community, and why so many people trust Methodist.
Congratulations to Daniel Collins, who knew that the population of Mansfield was a mere 249 residents when the U.S. Census was first taken here in 1880. And here's a fun fact. In 1880, Texas was the 18th largest state in the 37-state union, with just over 1.1 million people. Galveston was the largest city at that time, with 22,000. By comparison, Texas is now the second largest state in the Union with over 20 million people, and Galveston has fallen to 69th place with a population of just over 53,000. When we come back, this week's trivia question. This is About Mansfield.
Hey, it's Steve Castillo, and are you ready to make your voice heard? Want to bring out your ideas to life through captivating conversations and engaging visuals? Look no further than Podcast Mansfield Recording Studio, your one-stop destination for award-winning audio and video podcast recording. Equipped with cutting-edge microphones, crystal-clear audio recording, and high-definition cameras, we're here to turn your ideas into engrossing content. But it's not just about the equipment. We're dedicated to bringing out the best in your content. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, we're here to elevate your podcasting game. We'll even help you with intro music, transitions, voiceover, and that professional polish that sets your podcast apart. So whether you're into interviews, storytelling, or simply sharing your expertise, Podcast Mansfield can help bring your podcasting dreams to life. Visit podcastmansfield.com. Podcast Mansfield, where creating your podcast masterpiece has never been easier.
Hi, this is Joe Jenkins with Joe Jenkins Farmers Insurance, specializing in auto, home, commercial, and life insurance. I was born and raised here in Mansfield, Texas. We're active in the community, and Mansfield's a town we really care about. Our office has over 30 years' experience in the insurance industry, and we're passionate about what we do and about customer service. For a free quote, please visit our website at joejenkinsinsurance.com or give us a call at 817-472-6058. Once again, that website is joejenkinsinsurance.com.
It is time right now, right here, right now, for the highly coveted, wildly popular About Mansfield trivia question. If you are the first person to email the correct answer to trivia@aboutmansfield.com, you will receive a $25 gift card to a Mansfield restaurant of your choice. It's brought to you by Joe Jenkins Insurance. Whether you're looking for homeowners, auto, commercial, or any other type of insurance, Joe has helped Mansfield area residents understand the insurance coverage that best fit their needs since 2010. You can find him on the internet at Joe Jenkins Insurance. Wednesday.com. I mention this every week. Not everyone wins on a Wednesday. So if you're hearing this on Thursday, Friday, whenever, give it a shot. You might be taking home a $25 restaurant gift card. Colleen, what's up?
Well, Steve, as you mentioned earlier, Thursday, March 14th is National Pie Day. This week's trivia question is, after the decimal point, what are the first 10 numerals in pi? Email your answer to trivia at aboutmansfield.com. Again, after the decimal point, what are the first 10 numerals in pi? Good luck, and thanks to Joe Jenkins Insurance for the gift card.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joseph Adams, and you're listening to About Mansfield.
Welcome back to About Mansfield, your audio newspaper. Let's open up the features section. Angel Biasotti is here with details on the benefits of exercise versus antidepressants in Methodist Mansfield News to Know. Angel?
According to a recent study, exercise is 1.5 times better, more effective, to reduce mild to moderate symptoms of depression, psychological stress, and anxiety than medication or cognitive behavior therapy, according to a new study in the British Journal of Sports Medicine. This study found that brief exercise programs provided more benefits than extended regimens, and that higher intensity activities produced the strongest benefits. While all forms of exercise can benefit one's health, the study found large reductions in depression were found for dancing, and moderate reductions in depression for walking, jogging, yoga, strength training, aerobic exercise, and Tai Chi. Ultimately, any amount of exercise improves your well-being and your mental health. That's Methodist Mansfield News to Know. I'm Angel Biasotti, reporting for the About Mansfield podcast.
Realtor Beth Steinke has details about selling a house due to divorce in the Mansfield real estate market update. Beth?
Divorce can be a challenging and difficult process for everyone involved. It can create emotional distress, financial difficulties, and can also have an impact on the relationships with family and friends. The process of separating from a spouse can be overwhelming, especially when trying to divide assets, make custody arrangement for children, navigate legal proceedings too, and in many cases, sell the family home. When it's time to sell your home due to a divorce, the stress levels can run especially high. But when you have a skilled real estate agent to help you navigate the bumpy waters, it can turn the Poseidon Adventure into much calmer waters. I'm going to share with you the 3 guiding principles that we use that help both parties make a graceful exit. The first principle is communication. It's always our goal to communicate to both parties simultaneously, if you'll agree to it. We will leverage technology to present offers through Zoom, use joint text messaging, and group emails. Communicating simultaneously helps reduce miscommunications and stress and helps both parties feel heard and equally represented. This one piece alone can relieve a ton of worry and stress during the home sale. The second principle is to create a curated presentation of the home. When your home is on the market, agents will notice if there are 2 names on the title but only 1 spouse in the house. All too often, when a buyer walks through the front door, their first question is, why are they selling? Once you get to the primary bedroom closet, we can usually tell if there are only clothes there for 1 person. We don't want agents to think that they can use that for negotiating power to get a better deal or that you're desperate for an offer. So we will stage the house to make it seem like both spouses are still living there. Why is that important? That goes to our 3rd and most important principle of all, confidentiality. I can't tell you how many agents will overshare information about their client's situation. I mean, after all, we are so friendly and helpful here in Texas. But rest assured, we won't be telling anyone anything about your divorce. It's none of their business. When your nosy neighbors or curious buyers ask why you are moving, we tell them what we would tell everyone. They love this house, and it no longer fits their lifestyle. Because we believe in discretion, we want to treat you like we would want to be treated if we were going through this ourselves. Now, what happens if you cannot agree on which agent to choose, what price to sell for, or which offer to select? At some point, if you have truly come to an impasse that your agent cannot work through with you, your home in this matter will go into receivership. Now, you've heard that term used with the Britney Spears situation. Well, don't be like Britney Spears. Don't wait for the judge to appoint a receiver who will make all the decisions for you. That's not in anyone's best interest. If you or someone you know needs to make a graceful exit this year or in the future, share these important principles with them so they can set the right expectations from the start with their real estate agent. Getting this one thing right could be a difference maker for them and for you. Do you have questions about the real estate market or homes in Mansfield? Send a message to info@aboutmansfield.com. For the About Mansfield podcast, I'm Beth Steinke with Century 21 Judge Feist.
Shaken or stirred, you know it's going to be good, as Brian Certain focuses on complex and fiery in the cocktail of the week. Brian?
This week's cocktail of the week is the Spicy Añejo Margarita. Back during the first week of the Cocktail of the Week segment, my best friend Hugh Hunton and I went and spent the day with Ryan Huntley, who at that time was the general manager of Medea up in Plano. Since Hugh and I are both TABC licensed as bartenders, Ryan allowed us graciously behind the bar to play with and create a new cocktail for Cinco de Mayo 2021. This take on their signature new Mexican martini is one of the cocktails that we played with. The Spicy Añejo Margarita puts a creative twist on the traditional margarita by incorporating jalapeno peppers, olives, mandarin liqueur into the mix. The result is a cocktail that balances sweet, savory, spicy, and citrus for a complex sipping engagement. While quality Añejo tequila provides the smooth base, the additional ingredients each enhance the margarita in their own way. Let's take a minute and let's talk about each of the ingredients and why I've chosen them for the cocktail. This cocktail calls for using 100% agave Añejo tequila, which is aged in oak barrels from 1 to 3 years. These oak barrels are used bourbon barrels in most cases. So you know me and my affinity to bourbon, that Añejo tequila is going to bring in some of those same flavors. Woody, brownish color, the Añejo tequila has a sophisticated peppery flavor and a smooth finish that makes it the perfect for a high-end craft cocktail. The Añejo is truly a foundation providing rich agave flavor. To balance out the spicy kick of the jalapenos, the margarita contains agave nectar or syrup. The agave sweetness counteracts the heat and gives the cocktail body. It also gives it balance. Look for quality organic agave nectar that will nicely accent the aged tequila without overpowering it. The Mandarin Napoleon liqueur is a mandarin orange liqueur that adds a layer of fruitiness. It also has cognac in it, so it adds a very nice subtle extra. The tart, tangy mandarin flavor blends wonderfully with the lime and the jalapeno and introduces citrus notes while reinforcing the sweetness of the agave for a well-rounded profile. This is a very grown-up version of Triple Sec. Jalapeno peppers infuse the margarita with a nice, slow burning heat. By adding fresh, muddled jalapeno slices, you get an extra kick of spice on the back end. The capsaicin in the peppers generate that addictive chili burn that beautifully complement the rest of the flavors. And incorporating the briny savory olives is an inspired addition not found in a typical margarita. Muddling green olives releases their flavors and makes the drink deliciously dirty, with the salty vegetal olives balance the sweet mandarin and agave. Finally, freshly squeezed lime juice brings that critical tart, citrusy flavor integral to any margarita. The lime adds brightness and acidity to cut through the richness of the Añejo tequila, and this is a beautiful helping of vitamin C. But don't worry about taking notes. I'll be giving out all the ingredients and instructions and posting them on bourbongospel.com. So to make the Spicy Añejo Margarita, you're going to rim your glass with lime juice and salt. In a shaker, you're going to muddle 4 pit olives and the jalapenos. Then you're going to add your 2 ounces of tequila, 1 ounce of agave nectar, 1/2 ounce of the mandarin Napoleon liqueur, and 1 ounce of fresh lime juice. Fill your shaker with ice and shake vigorously, 15-30 seconds. And then double strain into a prepared rocks glass filled with fresh ice. Garnish with a fresh lime wheel and a jalapeno slice. The Spicy Añejo Margarita is ready to sip and savor. The jalapeno heat sneaks up to you while the mandarin, agave, and olives each make the taste complex and intriguing. As always, I'm interested in hearing your take and your input. You can reach me at brian@bourbongospel.com. And until next week, as Mark Twain said, too much of anything is bad, but too much whiskey is barely enough. Reporting for the About Mansfield podcast, I'm Brian Certain.
We're back in 60 seconds with Steve's interview with local author Tamara Bounds.
Imagine a city where innovation knows no bounds, where dreams take flight, and the future unfolds before your very eyes. Welcome to Mansfield, a beacon of growth and a testament to vision. In the heart of Mansfield, a remarkable transformation is underway. But it's not just about the physical landscape. It's about the spirit that drives us forward. A spirit of collaboration that bridges cultures, a spirit of entrepreneurship that fuels prosperity, and a spirit of community that binds us as one. Mansfield is more than just a place. It's a canvas where diversity paints the picture of progress. From art festivals that ignite creativity to tech hubs that redefine boundaries, this city celebrates every voice, every passion. Mansfield, where growth knows no limits and the vision is limitless. Brought to you by the unstoppable spirit of the Mansfield Economic Development Corporation.
Hi, I'm Paula Giamo Morales, Tarrant County Jury Bailiff, and you're listening to About Mansfield.
Welcome back to another segment of About Mansfield. I'm Steve Casillo as we make the transition from news to talk. And in the studio today, you know, if you are a regular listener to About Mansfield, you know that I occasionally, and I love to have local authors in the studio to talk about their recently released book. And in the studio today, Yez is one of those authors. You know her because if you follow the podcast and if you follow City Council, you definitely know the name. She holds the place of place two on the Mansfield City Council. And we welcome to the studio Tamara Bounds. Welcome to About Mansfield.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
You are a published author, and you came to me about 2-3 weeks ago, and you said, I've got this book, and I read at least the synopsis on Amazon, and I said, yes, I want to talk to Tamara J. Bounds about perfect eyelashes and uphill climb. And to a note to the listeners, we're going to talk about self-image and drug abuse and physical abuse and welfare and suicide, depression, self-doubt, teen pregnancy, emotional outlets, and God and music.
Yes, it's all of that.
And more.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So the synopsis on Amazon says this book is more than just an autobiography of one woman. It's the story of all women. It's a testament to similarities and the uphill battle. Tell me about the story of all women.
Well, there's things that we share amongst ourselves as far as when we're a mother, we become a mother, we hold down a job. We have leadership. We all basically think the same thing as far as how we look at ourselves in the mirror. I talk a lot about that, about the face in the mirror, about how we present ourselves to society, how our children, what our children think about us, what our spouses think about us, what our boyfriend thinks about us, what our parents think about us, and what colleagues think about us. And those things go on in our mind in milliseconds. And we're sitting here thinking about how we move forward through the day and what we carry with us.
Every woman does this.
Every woman.
And before we started recording, you were talking about how a woman going on self-image, their beauty, and their am I too heavy? Am I not heavy enough? Am I not only self-image? Here comes self-doubt. Am I worthy enough to go out in society?
You know, to a certain extent, we're told, and we see on billboards, and we see in magazines, that how a beautiful woman's supposed to look, and if you look a certain way, then all things will come. Mm-hmm. I remember watching The Swan back in the old days. And The Swan would take women, ugly ducklings is uh-huh. what they were called. And if you qualified as an ugly duckling, you would go on their show and they would basically remake you. And I remember watching it, thinking to myself and looking in the mirror, am I an ugly duckling? Do I need to look at maybe touching some things up here and there? And I remember going and having a little work done because my self-image, when I look in the mirror, I didn't think that I looked quite right. Many women are like that. They spend billions of dollars on cosmetics and facial reconstructions and weight loss and all of that just so that they feel like they are where they need to be to get that perfect job, get that perfect man, be that perfect woman in the eyes of our society.
Let's go back in time.
All right.
Tell me about Tamara Jane Kastner.
So I was born in 58.
Yeah.
And at that time, there was a lot of civil unrest. My mother and father were dirt farmers. There was some segregation in the schools and all of that. My mother was a little forward thinking. My father was real conservative. But I was named for a few things. I was named for a movie. So Tammy and the Doctors. Mm. So Tammy Tyree, who was in A Man's World, but made her way through The Man's World. My mother liked that.
Was there an actress in the movie?
It might have been Doris Day. But she portrayed a backwoods girl. Mm-hmm. And she had a lot of common sense and a lot of courage and a lot of willpower. And my mother wanted her daughter to be like that. And then she also named me after Tamar, which is a palm tree, to be strong. Mm. And so that was my name that was given. I'm a type A personality. So I was born under that sign of type A personality, also where I don't take no for an answer. I'm very willful.
You're a Scorpio, which makes yes. you the you've got the sting of a scorpion.
Yes, and we don't know failure,
yeah.
which can be a good thing and not so good thing. But I was born during all of that time. I was also the first female born in my family in many decades. And I wasn't supposed to be a female. I was supposed to be a male because women back in there looked at how high you carried the baby. Mm-hmm. And if your father's sperm was, you got pregnant early, then you were going to have a robust boy. But no, I was born a fat girl. And my grandfather traveled to come and see me, and I was born at St. Methodist Hospital, and the nuns told him he couldn't come in and see me, and he said, I'm going to see her, or I'll rain hell in on y'all if you don't let me see her, and they let him see me. But he couldn't believe that I was this big fat girl named Tammy.
You were supposed to be a boy.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was St. Mary's okay. Hospital, but it was a Catholic hospital and had nuns.
Oh, wow.
They still had nuns as nurses.
And this is you're from Lubbock.
I'm from Lubbock.
Your family owned your parents owned the farm, a farm.
My father, his brother, and his father farmed together. So yes, they owned a farm, and I grew up on the farm, actually right outside of Lubbock in a little town called New Deal.
New Deal, N-U-D-E-A-L.
Yes, New Deal, the Roosevelt New Deal.
Mm-hmm.
They named this little town after that, and it was a little farming community.
If I recall from the introduction, you also come from a family of musicians. Not only are they working the fields during the day, there's constant music in the house?
Oh, yes. Now, it was country music,
mm-hmm.
And you could hear George Jones, Charlie Pride. My granny loved country music. And so she would have the old record player going, and you would hear Tammy Wynette, the Carter family, all of them playing on the music. My granny played the piano. My grandfather, my papa, played a harmonica. My daddy played a guitar. My uncle played a guitar. My aunt played a steel guitar. And then I had another aunt that played the piano. And so it was customary for us to sit on the porch.
Yeah.
And they would get their instruments, and they would play and sing and listen to music. So I grew up with a lot of music.
There are a lot of musical references in your book, and we'll talk about those in a bit. But that is where your love of music started.
It did.
On the porch.
It did start on the porch and very young.
Tell me about then very young Tamara growing up, your relationship with your mom and your dad. What was it?
So in the beginning, you have to understand they were very young when they had me.
18, if I recall, 18. And barely married.
And barely married. And I was first girl, and here we go with all of that to young dirt farmer parents. And I grew up kind of wild through the cotton fields and through the corn fields and, you know, free range child, if you will, in mm-hmm. the truest sense. I was very close to my granny mm-hmm. as well, and she sat on the porch. She smoked a pipe.
Granny smoked a pipe.
Yes, she did. And so she would sit on the porch, and we would talk a lot about the birds and butterflies, and I'd ask her 500 questions, and she had the patience of Job because she would listen to every one of them, mm-hmm. and she would tell me things. And then she was a very religious woman, but in the sense of she felt that the whole universe was connected together, the trees, the butterflies, the pigs, the cows, everything were connected together. And so growing up on the farm, I got a sense of that. I got a sense of we're all connected and we're all part of something. And I think that helped establish my roots and my foundation for who I ultimately became. But the farm is where all that started yeah. from.
There's a chapter called There, The Good Mother. Would you mind sharing a little about your mother?
The Good Mother doesn't have a whole lot about her in it. It does have a little bit about it, but one of the chapters, A House Broken, tells about my mother. My mother was abused as a child. So she developed... she became bipolar and began to self-medicate herself. And back in those days, mm-hmm. you didn't talk about that. My father didn't talk about it. Nobody talked about any kind of mental illness.
This would be in the 1960s,
correct? Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And so those kinds of things were hidden. And so she began to self-medicate. She became an RN, and so she would be able to work the night shift, and she would be able to steal some drugs, and she would self-medicate herself. Hmm. Me being the oldest child, after my brother was born, my mother went to see a doctor, and the doctor told my mother and father that he felt like she shouldn't have any more kids for a while. But they decided, don't tell me how many kids to have. And so then there were two other kids born. And my mother began to really self-medicate herself a lot and go to bed for days and days. And then she would hallucinate. And my father worked all the time. About that time, we had lost the farm. And so we had to move in, and he had to work at the Caterpillar house. And so it was a new thing for him as well. And with him being gone and my mother, you know, heavily sedated all day long, I became, at about 10 years old, the mama to my brothers and sister. And so if I didn't cook or get things done around the house, my mother would beat on me.
Mm.
And up until I guess I was about, I don't know, probably about 12, 13 years old.
Yeah.
And she was beating on me in the kitchen, and I grabbed her and threw her on the floor and told her not to ever touch me again or I would hurt her. And I knew at that point in my life that as I got older, I knew that I would have to try to get out of that situation.
Yeah. And the reason, a side note to the listeners, the reason we are talking about all of this, bringing up your past, is because there are other women in this world who have traveled the same path as you. And as the synopsis says, this is more than just an autobiography. This is not every woman's life, but there's got to be another woman in this world who has traveled that same path. And if you can travel that uphill climb, perhaps someone else out there can do it as well.
Well, that's true. It goes back to your foundation that you make. And there's a piece in there that I remember praying that God removed me out of this situation, and that never happened. But it did build a foundation.
Yeah.
And people that go through this, to give you an example, my brother and I were both raised in the same house.
Mm-hmm.
I went on to get into drugs and all that, and so did he. However, I got on with my life and knew that something was wrong and knew that life couldn't just be this. He never did, and he died of drugs.
Mm.
So there's a point that we can't help where we come from and our circumstances, but there is a point that you can stand on your own and you can get what help you need. And you can decide yourself that you're going to lead a better life.
Do you recall what age you started doing drugs?
Oh, probably about 11.
Oh, wow. What was your drug of choice?
In the beginning, my drug of choice was smoking pot.
Yeah.
Because everybody was smoking pot back in the late 60s.
11, and, yeah. No, yeah, the summer of love. Yeah.
So that was it. And then I kind of moved on from that to a little bit of cocaine and doing some of that. Then I moved on to speed. In my life with my kids, because I was trying to raise two kids myself, all on my own, and working two jobs, so I got heavy into speed. Made me lose a lot of weight, but I couldn't function unless, you know, I was doing that and then smoking pot during the day to relax. So it just became a way of life.
You had two kids. At what age did you have your first kid?
Well, I had my first child. I was pregnant at 16. So I had him. It's like I lived almost three whole years by the time he was born. I got pregnant late 16. I had him when I was 17.
Mm-hmm.
And then 6 months later after that, I turned 18. So it was like this whole period of growth during that time frame.
Were you still living at home?
So, no and yes. No, I wasn't. I had married the man that I thought was the father of my child, and that didn't last very long. He didn't want to have the baby and wanted me to have an abortion, and I thought about that, but I just couldn't go there. And so because I couldn't go there, he decided that he couldn't go there either. So at that point, I left and moved back home.
With the baby.
With the baby. And I lived at home for a while, got a job at Texas Instruments,
mm-hmm.
and was working the day shift there. My mom was kind of watching the baby. And I came home one day, and I got home earlier than my daddy got home. I walked in the door, and my sister and my son were playing in the backyard. And I went in to find my mom, and she was sitting on the edge of the bed with a gun in her hand and bullets on the floor. And she raised her finger to her mouth for me to shush and said that there was somebody in the back trying to break in the house. I was so terrified at that moment. I put her to bed, put the gun up, and I knew at that point it was time for me to move on. So I did move out of the house, and at that point, at 18, I began to raise my son myself.
Where'd you go?
So I moved into a studio apartment.
Still in Lubbock?
Still in Lubbock.
Okay.
I moved there, and I had a cousin whose girlfriend would agree to watch my son if I shared some of my food stamps with her. And so I agreed to that. And she took care of him while I worked, and I paid my own rent with that. After a period of time, I moved in with my aunt because I couldn't pay rent and child support at the same time with my son. So I moved in with my aunt, lived with her for a little bit, and then I had to move away from all of that mess.
At what point did child number two come around?
I met my second husband. I call him Magic Man.
The Magic Man.
The Magic Man.
Okay.
I met him while living with my aunt. And he took me out and told me he had a love for music, like I did. And so we connected through that. But he told me that he would take me and my son, and he would give us a good life, and we would travel and see things like I've never seen. So the Magic Man.
The Magic Man
said.
Was that named after the Heart song?
It was.
Magic Man.
It was.
And why was he nicknamed Magic Man?
Well, because I was still young at that time and not really full-fledged woman, I guess you might say. Mm-hmm. And he helped me grow up a lot. And I feel like he came into my life at the time and just was telling me, come with me. I'll teach you to be the woman from a child. And show you things, and I never saw eyes and felt so deeply like that coming from someone. And so I said, okay, I'm there. And I left and married him. My daddy didn't want me to marry him, but by then I was 18, and I could marry my damn self.
You could do whatever you want.
So I did.
We're talking with city councilperson and local author Tamara Bounds, and we will pick up part two next week. In the meantime, this is the place where you'll hear the latest Mansfield news, talk, and information. Until next week, don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, share, love, or support this podcast if you haven't already so you never miss an episode. It's free and it's easy. Head on over to our website, aboutmansfield.com. Enter your email address right there on the homepage. We will never send you any spam. We promise.
About Mansfield is recorded at Podcast Mansfield Recording Studio. Hosts Steve Casillo and Colleen Daniel. Moment with the Mayor feature, Michael Evans. Methodist Mansfield News to Know, Angel B. Asadi. Mansfield Real Estate Market Update, Beth Steinke. Cultural Arts Calendar, Tim Roberts. Cocktail of the Week, Brian Certain. Post-production editing, mixing, and mastering, Steve Casillo and Andrew Miner.
This podcast is copyrighted by Podcast Mansfield Recording Studio for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this podcast without written consent is prohibited. We thank you all for listening. On behalf of the entire news team, I'm Steve Casillo, and this is About Mansfield.